Welcome to Suburban Warrior, the podcast that will impact, inspire, and empower you to transform your mindset and become the badass warrior that you are. I'm your host and fellow warrior, Chrissy Pfeiffer, former clinician and corporate marketing exec turned multi-passionate entrepreneur, performance and life coach, and mom to four not-so-little warriors. Each week, I will bring you honest conversations with inspiring guests to share their stories of resilience, optimism, success, and simple yet effective strategies so that you transform your thoughts and change your behavior to get the results you want in your life. You will be empowered to take action, warrior up, and believe in you. Let's do this. What's up, warriors? Welcome back to another episode of the Suburban Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Chrissy Pfeiffer, and this week I am your guest, Chrissy Pfeiffer, as well. I like to sort of take an episode or two per season to just sort of maybe do a rant, just get out there and talk to you guys and tell you what's on my mind. And I think this is a perfect time to do just that, since it's spring and it is the season for renewal, right? I feel like now that the start of spring, I know how I've been feeling lately. There has been a shift in energy. I see it with my clients. I feel like, you know, with spring comes sort of this renewed sense of joy. And for some, maybe not quite feeling that way, I wanted to talk about what it is that we could do to sort of help us get there, right? Like, what are the things that we can think about to sort of shift our energy, change our daily habits, maybe create new habits in our lives that will help us to really feel more inspired and just happier? Because that's the end goal of this, right? I say all the time, like, we get this one short run on this earth, and our goal every day should be to feel joyful, fulfilled, and happy. And when we're not, it's really up to us to take responsibility for that and to make sure that we're making the changes that we need to in our life. So I sort of was thinking about it as like the F words of spring. Anyone who knows me knows I love a good F word. But, you know, there's a lot of sort of themes that I feel like have been coming up when I talk with clients or even when I just talk with friends and even my kids. It's, you know, one of the first things that we talk about or that's been coming up is fear, right? I mean, we live in, you know, this world of, you know, especially post-COVID, where I feel like there's just with so much fear drilled into our heads about really everything that we did, every move that we made, every person we came across, every, you know, just even buying food from the grocery store, like everything felt so fearful. So I don't know if it's like PTSD from that, but a lot of people are having this sense of fear. So I wanted to touch on that a little bit because, you know, fear is something that every single one of us feel. We all experience fear pretty much in our everyday lives. And really the difference between having fear that could be turned into like a crippling anxiety or a fear that we can just get over and make a decision and move on is not that different. And I'm not talking about like a clinical anxiety that people have. I just mean sort of those anxious moments that we feel throughout the day that are usually brought on by some type of rational fear. So let's talk a little bit about fear, because fear is something that I really feel like in our lives is responsible for holding us back. And when we don't face our fears in life, or we don't face them with the right, maybe by asking ourselves the right questions, I think that's when we can really start to fall into a trap of being in a state of almost constant fear. And how do we know if we're there? Well, you'll be able to tell, because you might not have anxiety, but you might feel like you can't make decisions or you can't move forward with certain things. Maybe you're feeling really stagnant in your life. Maybe you're feeling really comfortable and your brain is just sort of allowing you to stay in that comfort zone without really stepping outside and saying, no, I want to grow today. I want to do something different. I want to try something that, who knows, maybe I'll fail, you know? I mean, but I think that we're so afraid to sort of step out of our comfort zone and fail that we forget that failure is growth, right? Without failing at things, we would never learn, right? I mean, think back to when we were little, we had to just learn to walk. How many times we fall down and have to get back up, right? We weren't fearful of getting back up then, but we're so conditioned in our adult lives now to be fearful. And so what we really have to do is start feeling like it's okay to fall down and get back up. And, you know, sometimes that means reinventing ourselves. Sometimes it means, you know, understanding that fear or doubt is normal. And sometimes it means that just really recognizing that we have to have faith over fear. And, you know, that's another great F word, right? Which is faith. And I feel like that's something that we all sort of struggle with as well, because faith at times, yes, we think of faith. I think a lot of people think about our faith in God, but it's also just faith in ourselves, faith in the world around us, in whatever you want to call it, source, energy, infinite spirit, God, but faith in ourselves that we are meant for more. And when it comes to faith, it's really about, you know, remembering this like overarching, much bigger concept that we are all just spiritual beings here having a physical experience. And we are energy and one with everything that is around us. And we are all the same. And I think when we think in terms of that, and we can truly recognize that by putting our faith in the universe, in God, in infinite spirit, talking to the universe, realizing, like looking around us, especially right now at this time of year, especially in the Northeast, for those that are in the Northeast listening, and looking around us at this, at spring and the beauty of it and the birth of all of the flowers and the trees. And, you know, it is just so evident that the world is so much bigger than us. And that if we have faith and we're able to sort of live this sort of fearless faith, that we truly can focus inward and overcome any challenges that are thrown our way. And it's certainly not easy to do, but it, again, it's something that once you start thinking in this habit of thought, when you start really focusing and channeling your energy to feel good, to live fearless, to have faith, and to focus, like, there you go. Another great F word, you know, to really focus your thoughts and energy on what it is that you need to do to feel better, you know, to feel better in this moment, to feel better for today, to live present. You know, I think asking yourself the question, sort of, where am I in my life right now? And like, where am I at? But where is it that I want to go? Because until you sort of ask those questions about what it is you're looking towards, where it is that you want to be, it's really hard to get there. You need a roadmap. You know, you can't really go anywhere without a map on our phones these days. You can't go anywhere without directions. Well, it's really the same in our lives. If you're waking up every day and you're feeling stuck, or you're feeling sort of like you're bouncing around all over the place and you're not feeling purposeful and you're not feeling fulfilled, it's probably because you're not giving yourself the initial roadmap that you need to feel fulfilled. And, you know, the way to do that is to present yourself, to be present and think about the moment that you're in right now. And we all live very hectic, crazy lives. I certainly understand that and know that firsthand. But giving yourself the time and the space to be present in the moment as much as you possibly can will help you to be more focused and to live more fearless. And how do you do that? I mean, think about it this way. Like, you don't, when you're driving your car, you're not driving your car moving forward, looking in the rearview mirror. And so much of our lives are lived looking in the rearview mirror, thinking about what it is we did yesterday, thinking about conversations that we had last week, thinking about pain and trauma that we maybe went through, whether it was in childhood, in our teens, or in early adulthood. And all of that pain and trauma lives with us. All of those thoughts live with us on a daily basis. And if we're not able to sort of clear the clutter, if we're not able to sort of take our eyes off of that rearview mirror and decide that what's in the past is the past, and decide what it is that we're going to do moving forward, we just stay stuck. We just sort of stay stuck in those emotions that ground us, right? Because the emotions are always going to be there. That fear and trauma won't go away. It's part of our experience. It's part of our core memories. The conversation you had last week that is still in your head, that's going to be there. And it's going to cause emotions, right? This isn't about not feeling the emotions. But the key is to recognize that when you feel those emotions, you have to sort of take yourself out of them and take action towards feeling better. Because the action that you take is the difference every single day. The emotions that you feel, they're going to be there. The happy emotions, the sad emotions. But the action that you decide to take each and every day, that is what's going to change your life. And, you know, a lot of us get stuck in not taking action because making decisions is difficult, right? And making decisions, it's easier a lot of times to not make decisions. I don't know about you, but how many times were you thinking about something that you wanted to do and you were so close to doing it, so close to making that decision? Maybe it's a small decision like purchasing something online that you've been dreaming about getting for yourself. Or maybe it's about something, a huge decision about changing your career. Maybe it's a decision about, you know, changing your relationship. Like life-altering decisions. And you get so far to a point that you decide you're going to do it, but then you just never take action. So not taking action against the decision is truly never making a decision. And I think that's where a lot of us get stuck, is that we think about making a decision. We think about, you know, what it would be, how we could do it, but then we don't take action. And without action, there's never any forward momentum. And there's really not much growth. So taking little baby steps of action each and every day is what's going to help you to move forward. And again, I do think that this energy that is created in this time of year, the spring, the warmer weather, the beautiful growth all around us, it helps us internally to just feel like we're growing and makes us feel more joyful and alive and more willing to put the effort in to change the habits, to make the decisions, and to move forward. So, you know, really focusing on where you are now, where it is that you want to go. While you're doing that, make sure that you're finding yourself staying present, not focusing on the past, not focusing on, you know, your experience or feeling like, oh, I have to start over. You know, where we are in life, nothing is about starting over. We're never really starting from scratch. We're not starting from day one. We are starting from a world of experience, from a world of growth that we have already had. And so many of us tend to discount those experiences, whether they're wonderful experiences and amazing jobs that we've had in the past and huge successes, or whether it's trauma and anxiety and sadness that we've been through. Every single one of those are experiences that we bring into our new life, our new world that we decide to maybe make a decision and make a change. Don't ever think that any of those experiences that you've had are not good or they're bad. You are bringing those into a new beginning that you're making for yourself. And, you know, the last thing, the F word that I think is like crucial to changing our world and changing how you feel about your everyday is fun. I think that we forget, especially as adults, that how much we really just need to bring fun into our lives, right? We lose that childlike enthusiasm as the stressors of life in our world just sort of pounce us down and really like get to us. But you know, you can implement so much fun into your lives in such easy ways. Like, for instance, you can just start to dance, you know, dance around your house, put some music on, listen to music. First of all, find music that really inspires you and lifts you up, and dance. Just dance around your house for 5 minutes. I can guarantee your energy level will raise so significantly if you dance around your house to an awesome song for 5 minutes a day. Smile. Just practice smiling in your mirror. Practice, like, if you work out, practice like smiling while you work out, because it makes it actually feel a whole lot better. And you all of a sudden just sort of feel better about the whole experience. It doesn't feel as grueling when you just put a smile on your face. It's amazing how instantly your brain chemistry changes scientifically when you smile. So simply just trying to smile more throughout the day will help you to elevate your mood and boost your emotions throughout the day. The other thing is, you know, really try to make plans that excite you, right? I do feel like we have busy lives where we're doing a lot of things that we feel are, you know, out of obligation or the shoulds that we should be doing in life. I should do this. I have to do that. I have to show up here. I have to show up there. Like all of those, even in the way that we say that to ourselves, it is a way that our brain recognizes that it's just bringing us down. And of course, we're not going to show up there and have any fun because we've already gone into an experience thinking that it's not going to be fun. And that's okay. Yes, we all have obligations that we have to do. But I would really encourage everyone to really try to focus on, first of all, being around people that fill your bucket, being around like-minded people that make you smile, make you feel good about yourself, that help you to grow. Maybe it's a mentor, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's someone in your family, whatever it is. When you're around people that raise your energy, continue to be around them. Continue to put yourself in situations that help you to raise your energy, because there are energy raisers and there's energy suckers. And I'll tell you what, being around those energy suckers too much of your time will really, really start to just completely lower your energy level, that you're going to have nothing left for anybody else and certainly not yourself. So, you know, make time to be around people that raise your energy and make you feel good and make you feel fulfilled. And, you know, things you can do also, like it's getting warmer out, like book a reservation, have something to look forward to, even if it's just going out to dinner. I'm not saying you have to book a trip and go away. Book a reservation that gives you something to look forward to. That's something fun. If it's like on the weekend or even during the week, fill in these little moments for yourself to have fun, because life is too short and we don't really think about, oh, this is going to be fun. I feel like we get up every day and we just live, right? A lot of people just get out of bed, they go to work, they come home, they have their nightly routine and they get up and they do it all over again, forgetting that life is meant to be joyful and fun. And if we don't take our own ownership of our fun, you know, we just can't wait for people to do that for us. We have to do it for ourselves. And I think springtime is a great time to start implementing more fun into your lives. You know, get a cornhole set and set it up in your backyard and have family cornhole nights once a week. Whatever it is that's going to make you laugh and feel joyful, start doing it, because these little tiny things throughout your week, throughout the spring, they all add up. Little bit by little, you're going to start to feel more inspired. And what happens is you start to become a creator. You start to really think about, what is it that I want? What is it that I want to add to my life? What else can I do? How can I help other people? And little by little, with all these questions that you ask, all these emotions that you start feeling, you're living a fearless life. You have faith in yourself and in the universe and God around you. You are focused. You're excited. You're asking yourself the right questions about where is it that you want to go. You're being present. You're driving forward and you're having fun doing it. And then before you know it, you're set up to have an amazing, awesome, fulfilled springtime. So that's my little tidbit of advice for you all. I hope that you took one little nugget of inspiration or information from this that will help you to have fun today, because it's what's important right now, listening to this, have fun, put on some music, dance around your house, and get to it, girls. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you guys have an amazing week. And I will be back next week with another awesome Suburban Warrior story for you. Talk to you guys next week.